Hello, everybody, and welcome to Love Girls, the podcast.
I'm Michaela Hugh Shaw.
I'm the vice president of Love Girls magazine, and I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Jasmine Babers, and I am the founder of Love Girls magazine.
We have two guests with us today.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Well, my name is Teresa Gauvain Pulliam.
My name is Shania Jones.
And we are
Impact. Impact.
But with two A's, and it stands for
Innovation, Motivation,
Potential, Attitude,
Creativity, and Trust.
When we were first introduced to Shania and Teresa, it was at a How About Hope event, and the HOPE stands for helping others and providing encouragement, and the campaign is for mental health and suicide awareness. And they both shared some really touching and relatable stories in terms of both of those topics, which I'm sure we'll dive into today, but we're really just excited to dive even deeper into those stories.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, Shania, starting with you, what would you say is one of the biggest obstacles that you've had to overcome?
Losing my grandma. She was like a best friend to me. She understood me a lot more. She knew my story in life, and she used to guide me a lot. You know, those late night conversations with the music playing in the background, those old schools. So the day of losing her, I was actually in the same room in hospital with her. I was in her room that day when she passed away. So I woke up to the death of my grandma, and it took on me physically, emotionally, and mentally. I was kind of like pretty hurt and damaged by it, but I just prayed every night to get through it. So I'm actually better now.
Well, good. Now, you touched on she knew your story. Give us like a crash course into the life of Shania.
Oh, we're going deep. Basically, the life of me was really deep. The day I grew up, like, you know, when you finally start to remember as a kid, it was like when I started to be 4 years old, I grew up in the home of a man who wasn't my father. I believed he was my father until I found out he wasn't. For a man who wasn't my father, he beat and abused my mom emotionally, physically, mentally. He used to make her feel as if she was not worth it, if she wasn't nothing, you know, took away from her family and just made her alone. Even though she had me, I was just a kid, you know, she couldn't tell me anything. So as growing up, she also told me, like, whatever goes on in this home stays in this home. You can't speak outside of it of what goes in here. But I did anyway. I told my grandma, you know, because she didn't like the vibe of him. You know, she never liked him. So it was easy for me to talk to her, let her know, like, the abusiveness and that was going on inside my home. I witnessed all of that. I could never sleep at night because of the noises that would go on. So it caused me a lot more pain and to be tired a lot at school. I also used to get bullied because I used to have worn down clothes. And I was too black, I guess. So I used to get bullied a lot because of that. And I didn't know anything because at home, you know, if you get something wrong, you get smacked in the head because you didn't get the answer right. And that's how I grew up. So I never really learned anything until I came to Rock Island. Things started to change a little bit. Bullying wasn't so much of bullying anymore. And I learned myself through poetry, writing music and singing a lot more. But poetry became my poetic life. I loved it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Thank you, Shania, for being so open and willing to talk about your story. It's really brave of you, and I'm glad that you found a home in Rock Island. Me and Michaela love Rock Island, and so we're glad you're here. And we also are excited for you to tell people more about the work that you're doing and more about your poetry and what that's brought you to. But, Teresa, we want to hear a little bit about you and your life and maybe some things that you've overcome as well.
When it all started, I was about 2-3 years old, and I was taken away from my mom and my dad due to child abuse, domestic violence, and neglect. During that time, I was placed in a foster home along with my sister, and, you know, we didn't really vibe. We didn't really fit in, if you know what I mean. And then after that, out of nowhere, we were placed with our grandmother. My grandmother, she was very strict. She was very stern with a lot of the things, so we weren't able to have a lot of the child experiences that other children had experienced, as if going outside, couldn't leave the porch, couldn't go and hang out with friends, couldn't do a lot of different things that other kids were able to do. So during that time, I felt alone, you know, mainly because all we had was the inside. And my dad, he would come back and forth. My mom, too. Like, I got the chance to see them, but I wasn't really around them. My dad was, he went to jail for about 6 years of my life, so it really took a toll on me, especially from me going from being very close to my father and then almost growing hate for both my mom and my dad. My mom, she was very, she didn't realize the things that came out of her mouth before she said it. And it turned into a lot of tension and growing and just years and years of hurt. So honestly, I didn't think that I was good enough. And I didn't think a lot of things because I was constantly being bullied about the clothes that I would wear, to the shoes on my feet, to the weight that I had gained over the years, and for the acne that I started getting. I was picked on about the littlest things, but the littlest things hurt you so bad. Mm-hmm. And so it was more of just overcoming that. And I looked at every escape way. I looked at my music that I would write. I would look at my drawings that I would draw. Even when it came down to dancing, so many people told me, oh, don't dance. You shouldn't do it. But I honestly kept on going. I actually became captain of my own dance team. So it was more of overcoming each obstacle that was put in my way.
So shifting gears just a little bit, mm-hmm. you guys have been through a whole lot in yeah. your life. Is there anybody that you look up to or who has inspired you to get through those things?
Well, me personally, it's more of my beliefs and my religion. Mm-hmm. I look at God for almost everything mm-hmm. and everything. I feel like he puts you in these situations only to make you stronger. He wouldn't put a barrier on you that is too heavy. So that's what I look at. And it's more of like the people, it's not really a person. It's more of the people that help me grow each mm-hmm. day. And the people who I know is there, whether if it's somebody that I meet one day, one time, it's just each day. I really don't have a person who inspired me.
Actually, I have a lot of people who inspired mm-hmm. me. The people I surrounded myself with, I've always heard the quote of, who you surround yourself around is who you become. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm an artist in many different ways. I surrounded myself around artists that I didn't even know was artists.
Oh, yeah.
Until we got to know each other a lot more. So basically, like, when good people are in your life, they help you become a better person. Mm-hmm. And the people I surround myself today taught me how to love myself. And I know a lot of people say, well, you can't love nobody if you can't love yourself first. That's a lie. I mean, I look at it, I disagree because of the situation I came from. Like I said, I got bullied because of the color of my skin. So I disloved myself because I thought I was ugly. I didn't think I was pretty. I thought I was too dark all the time. I didn't think my hair always looked it right. But the people who became into my life when I got into a community or a society or a group of people was just like, girl, you're pretty. Like, don't let nobody tell you that you're ugly. You have to love yourself. Like, mm-hmm. they taught me that. And I was just like, You're right. Where you been in my whole life? So like they taught me everything I know today. Mm-hmm. And it's like we taught each other from our experiences of life. Like if mm-hmm. I went through something that they now are going through similarity, let me help you.
Support mm-hmm. each other.
Yeah. And yeah. the community, I say, is what I aspired by.
I love that.
Group There's of friends.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's so important to surround yourself with good people. It's like you feed off of people's energy, whether you realize it or not. There's some really cute quote that I can't think of right now. It's like, you are your tribe. I don't know. I've seen it popping up a lot more now, but it's so true. I mean, you have to have solid, good, supportive relationships in your life. And as you guys will grow older, I mean, by all means, I'm 22. Jasmine's 23. Yeah, we're not very much. We're not much older than you, but I can attest for knowing that those solid relationships are the ones that you're going to continue to carry with you, and the people who are proud of your accomplishments and encourage you, those are the people that you'll have forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys definitely give me and Michaela vibes when we were in high school, and yeah. when we were in the car on the way over to the station, you guys were in the backseat joking about how you guys could see yourselves yeah. and us, which I thought was really funny too. Mm-hmm. I just want to commend you guys again on your bravery mm-hmm. for being able to sit here and talk openly about what you've been through. I think it's also important to note that although you've had a lot of trauma in your lives, mm-hmm. You guys also have a really profound sense of self, mm-hmm. and you guys fought really hard to find that.
Yeah.
And I'm just really proud of you for doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you guys have like a similarity in your stories where you talk about you were going through hard times, mm-hmm. But you used and found art to help you get through those times.
Tell us a little bit more about Impact. What is your dream?
So the dream of Impact, it's like over the top almost, but it's a really good space for kids. We want to build a creative arts center, mm-hmm. and it's not just drawing and paintings and all that. It's literally dance, music. It's everything that you can think of, put it all into one space. Even just a place where you can just come and relax and stuff like that. It's a big building. Like, that's really the whole dream of Impact. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when we built it.
Yeah, Impact is honestly bigger than ourselves. We wanted something that would carry on a legacy. Not something I stick around short term. Wanted to build and like go from generation to generation to generation. Build an impact, like she said, it was more like you don't have to come and be artistic all the time. Like if you're just stressed out about something, you want to talk, come to Impact. Let us impact you. Let us help you out. It was just more of something that we want worldwide. Mm-hmm. We wanted it everywhere, basically. Every state, hopefully every city. Like we just wanted worldwide. We want to impact all around the world. And not only youth, let's reach out to adults too, because yeah. adults go through stuff. They think about suicide, you know? Even with their kids, they think about leaving, but then those kids are losing, they don't do it. So we want to impact everybody. We want to change the mindset of everybody. Let me help you be positive. So that's our dream of Impact.
Yeah.
So. And when we came up with the idea of Impact, it was just like all of us just chilling. And it was more of like we wanted to make a YouTube channel, but
we're still doing that.
Yeah. We kind of just threw it away, like the whole idea of it away. Then one day we all just came together. We're just like, let's start doing something for the youth. We have to. So then all of a sudden we're just like, okay, let's do it. And it started out with like six of us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like six of us. And all of a sudden they were just like, oh, what's a name? And that was just like, Impact. I kind of like that name. And they were just like, all right, let's do it. So we just put a bunch of letters and acronyms together. Then we came up with it. And then when we were talking about it, it was more of we want to help the youth and provide them the encouragement that they need and different things. And we want to give back because we know that if we show ourselves and give them our true selves, then it would help them grow. Because trauma builds character. Mm-hmm. It could either build a positive character or it can build a negative character. So much things have been going in today in this society, like hurt people. I love that line. And it's because when somebody has been hurt so many times, a lot of times that they tend to go and hurt other people. But we want to change that to where if you've been hurt, give them help somebody. You don't have to hurt someone just because you've been hurt. Mm-hmm. How about hurt people, help people? Mm-hmm. Change it like that. So
I like that too.
another thing that I wanted to say is always be yourself. Don't never let anyone tell you different about yourself. If you want something, go and get it. And you don't always have to go to college because there is one out there that would help you. And that's what Impact is for. We're helping youth become leaders. We want you to build something. We want you to grow. And trauma can whether break you or make you, like she said. Are you going to let trauma destroy you or are you going to let it build you? Is life can be so terrible, but you can always make it better. It starts with you and it ends with you. So the decision is up to you.
How old are you guys?
Oh, 18.
We just turned 18.
Which is so crazy. So what are your next steps?
Our next step, honestly, is his YouTube channel. What's the fastest and quickest way to reach out to people on the internet? Mm-hmm. Everybody's on the internet. When they get bored, they click on a random video and they watch it. We want to be that random video, but after they watch it, we want them to be like, oh, I got to watch them again. I got to watch them again. So our next biggest step is to keep going to different events and getting ourselves out there and building this YouTube channel and getting it out there.
So if you could sum up impact in one sentence, how would you sum it up? What would you say? What do you want the people to know about impact?
It's real youth empowerment.
Yes.
That's what I would call it.
We're a real youth empowerment team. You're with us or not?
me and Michaela are all about empowerment and yes, helping youth. Yeah. So, I mean, we're all on the same team here.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely all on the same team.
We are. And don't think that your dream is too big because I'm sure that... Right, exactly. That's what you need to keep telling yourself. I mean, I'm sure that Jasmine had no idea that the magazine was going to turn into what it did.
Yeah, and that's an amazing magazine.
Yeah, I actually went to one of your events.
The Love Girl... Is it? It's Love Girls.
Yeah.
The award show.
The award show. Are you guys coming in April?
Sure.
When in April?
April 19th.
April 19th. You guys should come.
Yes. Okay.
This is your personal invitation to come to the Love Awards and everybody's invitation,
actually.
We will
attend because the one that we went to was so fun.
Did you like it?
Yes, it was amazing.
Actually, and she invited me. Like, I was like, girl, where are you taking me?
I invited like nine. I brought nine people with me.
Oh. So you've just been our biggest fan and we had no idea.
Our show
walked up and like,
yeah, 10 tickets, and then I brought 9 other people.
That's
so
good.
It was awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for being on here today and just sharing some honest conversation. We appreciate it, and I feel like we all have learned something.
Yeah, and we loved laughing with you guys and hearing your guys' stories. You guys are really wise for 18-year-olds. Me and Michaela are thoroughly impressed.
Yes. Absolutely.
We are excited to see where impact goes, definitely.
Well, thank you guys for having us. We learn a lot off of you guys by example. And even though we don't know each other personally and all that yet, like, it's just the examples that you guys have set.
The vibe.
Yeah,
I'm feeling a vibe.
I feel it.
I'm a vibe person, okay? If I don't feel your vibe, it's like, ugh. But I like y'all vibe. I like how y'all always smile and stuff. And I'm really thankful for this invitation, for us being here today.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to Love Girls, the podcast, where every girl has a story.